I know we're trying to get REAP back up on the Salvation Army site to take a bunch of reopen a bunch of housing opportunities, and hopefully that will take some of those people out of that site under the interstate. We're working with Bright Bridges on another, it's the Methodist group that's dealing with homelessness, on another opportunity. I mean, we can't control that. This is a coalition, and it really is led by, I think, back in October, we reached out. We created a team. I know John Johnson and Connie Bookman are there, and we've certainly reached out to all individuals from that group.
You just said that all the individuals were invited to participate in this, but Mike Kimbrell clearly was not.
Mike Kimbrell was personally, he came here and met with us upstairs. He has been invited to be a part of the group. I know that Lawrence and them went and saw him. He's been invited several times.
How long ago?
They just saw him on Friday, but he was invited.
But before that?
Oh, he's
before the council meeting.
He's been invited to be a part of it forever. He disengaged.
He says he was not.
He was absolutely invited. He was the first person we ever talked to upstairs in the seventh floor, and he was part of the same group, and he's disengaged from that group.
So as you could hear yesterday during the press conference with Mayor Grover Robinson, I was asking him some questions about Michael Kimbrell, who is a friend, though we probably agree about 2% of the time on anything, which is fine, and you don't have to agree to be friends. And you know, whether he was or was not involved in the meetings that have led to now, apparently the city is looking at building some kind of a day center, even looking for a site. They brought Robert Marbot back into town and paid him $30,000 as a follow-up to the prior stuff they did under the Hayward administration. And I knew from talking to Mike and from listening to his conversation Thursday night at city council meeting, this was not his perspective at all. I was actually surprised. I thought the mayor was basically going to say something along the lines of, yeah, you know, we should have talked with Mike. We didn't. We messed up. And that's obviously not at all how that conversation went. So joining us now this morning, we have Mike Kimbrell on the line with us. He is the founder of Sean's Outpost and also the administrator at the Washburn Center. Mike, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thanks for having me on, Andrew.
So you heard this interaction. You, of course, were at city council, and you and I have talked since. From your perspective, what's going on here? What's the truth of it all?
So I'm a little bit dumbfounded. I think that there's some misrepresentations about some meetings that we've had, and I guess I'd like to set the record straight. So the mayor was not wrong that we had met, I believe it was back in July or August of last year up at City Hall. He even provided lunch. But our conversation wasn't about solutions towards homelessness. It was about the mayor's office wanting a food distribution that I'm involved with called Food Not Bombs to move out of MLK Plaza. And, you know, we talked very little on, like, actual solutions.
And since then, have you had meetings with the mayor before the city council meetings or with anybody, Lawrence Powell or Keith Wilkins? Have you met with the city to talk about homelessness since then?
I have spoken on the phone with Keith Wilkins at length, but I have not met with Lawrence Powell or the team that the mayor refers to that he has put together to give this report to the city that's led us to where we currently are with the decisions to hire Robert Marbot and all of that.
So, okay, so he says, now, I know you guys met on Friday after the city council meeting with Lawrence Powell and with Robert Marbot, but that's after the meeting, and that's after a long process. So he says you've disengaged from the process. He says that you're not interested in these meetings. He says that you don't want to be a part of this, and yet you were invited and were included. What's your response?
I don't believe that's true, and I'm not trying to call the mayor a liar. I believe that this is a communication issue.
All right.
When I spoke with Lawrence Powell on Friday and laid out what meetings I was talking about exactly, he agreed that I had not been to any of those meetings and apologized.
That's good.
It was. And so Monday's press conference from the mayor, threw me back a little bit. And so I'm hoping this is all just miscommunication and that, they didn't talk about this subject before his press conference.
Okay, so it sounds to me like you were not included in a lot of the meetings that have led to this decision, or it seems to be the direction we're heading of putting together some kind of a comprehensive day center. You would have wanted to be. Lawrence Powell met with you after city council when you complained about this and apologized for it. Maybe he didn't talk to the mayor. The mayor on Monday was working on old or inaccurate information, and, you know, that's kind of where we are Is it, I mean, does that seem right to you?
Yeah, those are my hopes. I don't want it to sound like I think I'm the end all on homelessness. I just believe that the segment of the homeless community that I work with gives me a unique perspective that deserves a seat at the table to, you know, to give that perspective. And it doesn't mean that it changes the direction that the city wants to head. It just helps them tighten up what they're doing and make a better decision.
Yeah, I know. I actually agree with that. And in fact, I've said that on the air, is it reminds me of last summer's discussion about long-term care facilities being reopened and having this woman who was the wife of the man who was inside, and she took the job as the, you know, as the dishwasher just to see her husband. Having her on that board with all of the administrators was a vital element of keeping that grounded perspective for them. And that's kind of how I see you functioning in this regard as well. So I was very surprised to find out that you were not involved in all this. Looking forward, though, okay, looking forward at what the city seems to be planning to doing, and you know what you want in terms of the shape of solutions. Is there anything that concerns you? What's your perspective on what you're hearing since you weren't in the meetings, particularly?
Well, I think it's you know, no secret that I'm not a fan of Dr. Marbot, and we have different views on, you know, what might be best for our community. He is a big proponent for a one-stop shop, a huge facility that has everything our homeless community needs. I think that sounds really nice, but when we look at it from a city planning standpoint, I think that's a massive impact to whatever community it goes into. The mayor even spoke to that you know, that there are going to be some NIMBY issues. And I tend to be more of a proponent for small facilities scattered across our community to lessen that impact on the poverty issues that we're seeing. And so I think it's just two different views.
Would a single resource center, as opposed to a variety of kind of scattered smaller opportunities, which I can see the value kind of both, really, but from your perspective, would a single resource center be an improvement over what we have now, or would that be so problematic from your point of view that it's not even worth doing?
I think doing something is wonderful, right? And so I'm not necessarily against them doing this. I do think it has massive amount of overhead. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be expensive to build, expensive to maintain, whereas smaller units are a little bit more economically feasible. They're easier to build up and tear down. So if we fix poverty in a section, we can just close that small facility. But with a big facility, you're committed. You're in. Those are some of my concerns with that. But then also it can be a central point of failure. One of the issues that we've had in the past is with flooding issues. When we've had floods here in Pensacola, Waterfront Rescue Mission is on a floodplain, and it put them out of commission.
Yeah.
The Alfred Washburn Center is on a floodplain, and we were knocked out of commission. And so when you have these huge facilities, if something happens to that facility, we just lost all of our infrastructure. And so if we scatter that infrastructure around in a distributed network, you have less of a chance of losing your entire network.
Yeah, you know, that makes sense to me. And also, as you say, the ability to nimbly respond to, not NIMBY, but nimbly, respond to the needs as they might be changing over time. Although, in talking to all of the organizations, there seems to be a well-recognized need for some kind of information sharing so that we can know how people are being handled as a case management kind of system that would cooperate across these sort of artificial barriers between organizations. And that doesn't necessitate create a central entity like you're talking about, but that is some element of centralism that seems to make sense. Well, that's interesting, Mike. So I hope that this is just a communication issue, like you said, and certainly I hope that you're involved more in the conversation going forward. Mike Kimbrell, he is, as I say, he is the founder of Sean's Outpost. He's a local activist on homeless issues and the administrator of the Washburn Center. Mike, thanks for the time this morning, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Andrew. You have a wonderful day.